You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. 28 years ago, Bonnie Lukowitz got a phone call from someone wanting to know what she thought about the idea of disabled people dancing. That question set her on an improbable odyssey. She sat down with her longtime friend and collaborator Judith Smith to tell the story of Oakland-based Axis Dance Company, which is internationally renowned for integrating disabled and able-bodied dancers.
I think our lives would have, our paths would have crossed regardless of whether we had come together on that one fateful day where we both showed up for, well, I didn't really know what I was showing up for other than to explore dancing with people. And that in and of itself wouldn't be that unusual for people to come together to dance, but because we both use wheelchairs, it was not something I thought would be happening. Wow, what a journey it's been.
It has been, but I think it was more unusual for me because you at least had a dance background. I grew up in Colorado, and I thought I was going to spend my life showing jumping horses. And I was injured in a car accident when I was 17. And I found my way to Berkeley, California, and started exploring all sorts of different things, including martial arts, which is what led me to Axis, A-X-I-S, Dance Company.
So I studied dance for many years, 10 years, and then I also, as you know, broke my neck in a dune buggy accident and thought dance was never going to be a part of my life, even though it was still a big part of who I was. And when I got that phone call that one day, unbeknownst to the person on the other end of the call, asking me if I wanted to come check out this group of people getting together to explore how people with and without disabilities could dance, my first thought was, well, they can't. But it intrigued me, and so I thought, well, let's check this out. And I mean, I was hooked immediately. You know, we've talked about this, you know, in the beginning years was, okay, were people giving us a standing ovation because what they saw was really great? Or was it because, oh, look at those brave people up there. I could never get up on stage and do that if I looked like them. And I think we decided that it was we were creating good art. And I think that was always the focus of Axis. It was never to go out and make any kind of statement, political statement, but just the fact of who we were, what our makeup was, people with and without disabilities, it made a statement without hammering it over people's heads.